For more information about this episode, you can check out the explicit version or the regular version of the autobiography, White, Confused, Black, and Christian, because in those episodes, well, in that book, I talk about wanting to be white or wanting to be black, and part of it has to deal with moving into the hood or getting out the hood. And you can also just take a look at a lot of professionals, like athletes and people that used to live in the hood, and now they don't anymore. Just take a look at them. I know you know some people that have moved out the hood. What's the mentality? How do you judge them? That'll all be discussed in this episode. This is just the introduction. The rest of the episode is about to begin now. Check it out. Hey, my name is Larry Ife. This is episode 182. It is called Get Out the Hood. Here's the thing. A lot of times, people that live in the hood, all they want to do is get out. It doesn't matter if you sell drugs. It doesn't matter if you rob people. It doesn't matter if you go to college somewhere or get married. Whatever it is, the goal is to get out the hood. Here's my thing. When I'm a trillionaire, I want to stay wherever I want to stay. And for me, my city is Muskegon Heights. People call Muskegon Heights the hood because it's probably one of the poorest cities in America. It's a little bit run down, but that's where I want to live at. My point is, live wherever you want to live at. If you think moving out the hood is going to make you a better person, you're wrong. If you haven't developed yourself personally, no matter where you go, you're taking yourself with you. So if your mentality is, all right, I want to get away from black people, move away from black people. If you're, let's say you're black and you want to move out the hood to get away from black people to make yourself feel better, guess what? Moving out the hood is not going to help you develop as a person. You got to work on your personal development first. You got to be comfortable no matter where you're at, no matter who you're around. You have to be comfortable with yourself first. So as a matter of fact, earlier I talked about the book that relates to this episode. I'm going to switch that up. The book that relates to this episode is the personal development plan. That plan helps you get comfortable with yourself. That plan will help you if you do live in the hood. Hey, when you get older, stay in the hood. Just buy a house there and live there. It doesn't matter who your neighbors are. You'll be comfortable with yourself. You'll be comfortable wherever you live at. And that's the ultimate goal. Just like people that live in real wealthy neighborhoods. Just because you live in a wealthy neighborhood does not make you a better person. You still have to work on yourself. You still have to work on your mentality. It's the mentality. You can physically move out the hood, but if your mentality is not changed, it doesn't matter. Trust me. Once again, the goal, this is going to be a really quick episode because the goal is simply to help you understand you have to get your mentality right first. You cannot run away from your mentality. You cannot move away from your mentality. Moving somewhere, moving to a new state does not help you change your mentality. Changing your address does not help you change your mentality. Get a personal development plan. Shit, get my personal development plan. get something that helps you change your mentality. I love it when I see like a person who came from a hood area or a poor area. I love it when I see them get older and get successful and stay right in the same area. Same people, same surroundings. Mentally they change. Mentally they're able to be comfortable in their own skin. They're comfortable wherever they're at. Financially, it might have changed. But hey, once again, if you change financially, that does not help you change mentally. You got to get your mentality right. And that includes adding a little bit of spiritualness to your life. All right? Okay. So, for those of you who are trying to get out the hood and do whatever you got to do to get out the hood, you're still taking your same mentality with you no matter where you go. Change your mentality, not your zip code. Change your mentality, not your area code, you know what I'm saying? Get your head right. All right, short, sweet, Don't try to get out the hood. It's still in you. Get your mentality right. All right. That's a wrap for episode 182. 183 is next. And I have no... Wait. Actually, I do have a clue what's next. Episode 183 is next. And it's about getting old. I'm not going to tell you right now because this is episode 182. You got to listen to 183, which is next. So, all right. That's a wrap for 182. I'll let you later.